Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be talking about Irina Zarutska and her death and how it ties into America's problem with worshiping black people. And this also relates to J.D. Greer. And he, of all the woke pastors, I do think is one of the most damaging woke pastors. Like, of all the woke pastors, he did some of the most damage, particularly because he was president of the Southern Baptist Convention, the largest Protestant denomination in the United States, during the peak of wokeness. Now, I would say the church went woke starting in 2009 when Obama became president. And it wasn't until really 2016 through 2018 when people started to notice that this was a problem because, you know, that march through the institutions became noticeable. And J.D. Greer, president of the Southern Baptist Convention from 2018 to an illegal third term in that lasted through into 2021, was president during this critical time. So with that said, we're going to dive into the story, how it all relates. And it even is a very nice juxtaposition between Irina Zarutska and George Floyd, who was martyred on the streets of Minneapolis on camera also. So before we dive in, I want to let you know, Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry, and we've been fighting wokeness. We were a part of Woke Wars 1 on the right side of that issue, calling out false teachers like J.D. Greer and maybe some of the other names that I'll mention also in this video. And you can support our work over a Patreon-like system, but the least you can do is like this video, subscribe to the channel, to the podcast, if you are new. Now, many of you are probably already familiar with the death of Irina, and she was just killed for no reason. It's on video, and I have to believe that this guy knew he was on camera, didn't care, just decided to stab the white girl anyway. And largely, you know, he's on camera afterwards, you know, exclaiming that she, you know, he got the, you know, the white girl or whatever. And, you know, there's four people around that do nothing, and someone else does eventually do something that, but that part of the video is kind of missing. But someone, one person at least tries to help her. But she's just kind of stabbed for like no reason. I've said it, you know, on live streams and stuff like that, that majority of murders have no motivation. There's no motivation for this. And, you know, a lot of people live in their civilized bubbles or they watch too much television, like, you know, Law and Order or whatever. So they think that there's a motivation for like most crimes, but in reality, it's just senseless violence, low impulse control. In this case, no impulse control. He just decided to stab her. And turns out, you know, she was this Ukrainian refugee who came to the United States to escape a war. And, you know, then she worked at a pizza joint, which not exactly a great job, but, you know, for someone who comes overseas. She is stabbed on a train or a bus trying to get home from the work. So it's a really sad picture all around, and like no one really does anything. The people maybe freak out, but they don't, they show a level of indifference. And I kind of posted the Seinfeld series finale was ahead of its time. And there's a later claim, frame where someone is actually trying to render aid to Irina. And then you see a woman, a black woman on her phone, like she's videotaping it on video. So, yeah, that is literally the Seinfeld series finale, which I think is actually a good series finale. It's much better than The Office's series finale, you know, for a lot of reasons. But it was ahead of its time in that it showcased a culture that would videotape the suffering of other people and do nothing and maybe even laugh at it, which is what happens in the series finale. But in any case, we are so I don't want to use the word desensitized, but it has become very normal for people to do nothing when crime around them takes place. And that is a disgusting thing. Worse yet, it has also become somewhat commonplace for the government to punish people for intervening when crime takes place. Kyle Rittenhouse was arrested and indicted, also in 2020. Daniel Penny was arrested for subduing someone else who was on public transportation, causing a problem. So, this has been compared to George Floyd, and there's a tweet by none other than David French, who says, images are powerful. The image of Derek Chauvin kneeling on a dying man, hand in his pocket, seemingly indifferent to George Floyd's life, was beyond enraging. Same with the images here. The murderer's nonchalant, casual cruelty combined with her shock and horror are too much to bear. These images should spur reform. They should galvanize politicians to deal with the serial offenders in our midst. There is a need for systemic change. So that's David French's reaction to the video of Irina Zarudzka. And again, it's a very sad picture. She gets stabbed. She has no idea what to do. She cries. She rolls over and dies. Like, that's what happens. And it's just entirely sad. And he's just walking away with blood dripping on his knife after having done the act. And he had no business being on the streets. This guy's a career criminal. He was arrested for armed robbery, most notably, that I remember on his rap sheet. But the guy has no business on the streets, and it's clear he does not know how to behave in a civilized fashion and should be executed, and should have been executed before this. But that's a conversation for maybe the end of the video. But yeah, the Seinfeld series finale was ahead of its time, but let's just draw some contrast here between George Floyd before we get to J.D. Greer and just pick on him for a second. George Floyd was also a career criminal, and he died trying to pass off a bogus $20 bill, which is a federal crime to do counterfeit currency, by the way. And police officers accommodated him while they were arresting him. They were too nice to him. And that's why because the police officers in Minneapolis were too nice, because Derek Chauvin was too nice to George Floyd, he got blamed when George Floyd overdosed. That is what happened. They had him in the car. They should have shut the door, even if it meant shutting the door on his head. They had him in the car, but then they took him out of the car. And then that's what's on video, is all that stuff at the end. After they took him out of the car, and then he OD'd, because that heavyset guy is not, he is not being choked out with Derek Chauvin on top of him. But nevertheless, because they were too nice to him by taking him out of the car, they should have just closed the door on him. They got blamed for him dying, because if he's in the back seat while they're driving him, he's getting off. They're getting off. They're getting off just like the people in Baltimore got off. But instead, they were too nice to him. And that became the cultural phenomenon that we're all aware of, where all of a sudden everyone has to struggle session each other or submit to struggle sessions about how oppressed Black people are in this country, when the reality is they are held to a far lower standard. We are allowing lawlessness because we do not want to be racist. And that is what's happening in the United States. That is why career criminals like this are on the streets. But let's revisit J.D. Greer's salient words in 2020 while highlighting his silence, when this crime took place in his own state. I realize Charlotte and Raleigh, Durham are in, different areas of the state, but nevertheless, North Carolina is kind of turning into one big suburban neighborhood here. So here's J.D. Greer and his response to George Floyd once again, because it's not the first time I've showed this on this channel.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
We know that many in our country, particularly our brothers and sisters of color right now, are hurting. Southern Baptists, we need to say it clearly as a gospel issue. Black lives matter. Of course black lives matter. Our black brothers and sisters are made in the image of God. Black lives matter because Jesus died for them. Black lives are a beautiful part of God's creation, and they make up an essential and beautiful part of his body. And we would be poorer as a people without them and other minorities in our midst. Let me echo my friend Jimmy Scroggins, pastor down in Florida, in saying that Black Lives Matter is an important thing to say right now because we are seeing in our country the evidence of specific injustices that many of our black brothers and sisters and friends have been telling us about for years. And by the way, let's not respond by saying, oh, well, all lives matter. Of course all lives matter. But I've heard it described this way. Say you're in a group or with a group at a restaurant, and the waiter brings the food to everybody except for one guy at your table, your friend Bob. And so you say to the waiter, hey, excuse me, Bob deserves food. And somebody at your table corrects you to say, no, all of us deserve food. Well, that's true, but you're missing the point. Bob is sitting there by himself without food. And so we are saying we understand that many of our black brothers and sisters have perceived for many years that the processes, the due processes of justice have not worked for them as they have for some others in our country. And by the way, like Jimmy, like Dr. Scroggins says, let's spare each other the quotation of stats right now. You know, if you talk to some black friends, you'll know that they can tell you about their experiences and how some of them can be quite different from others in our country. We want rights and privileges to be extended to everybody. We Christians want to hear our brothers and sisters, to feel their pain, to enter into that pain and bear that burden with them. Black Lives Matter. And by the way, I realize that the movement and the website has been hijacked by some political operatives whose worldview and policy prescriptions would be deeply at odds with my own. But that doesn't mean that the sentiment behind it is untrue. I do not align myself with the Black Lives Matter organization.
So there's J.D. Greer with his web of lies. I definitely like how he talks about the dinner metaphor. Well, you know, guess what's actually happening in this country is there's a huge disproportionate amount of violence committed by black people on white people, and particularly for no reason, like other than the fact that they're white. Like there's that woman who killed or stabbed, I don't know if he died or not in this case, a little kid in a grocery store for, again, no reason. There's a 5-year-old that was on his bike and was killed for no reason. And he tried to lie about him saying a certain magic blasphemy law. And the mother disgracefully played into that narrative and tried to defend her son from committing woke blasphemy. And there's a lot of cases that can be brought up, maybe some that you're familiar with. Yeah, I'm trying to stick to the greatest, I don't want to say greatest hits, but the most well-known examples here. But this one definitely takes the cake as far as being the most well-known ones. Now, J.D. Greer presupposed a systemic injustice against black people in the criminal justice system, but that has not shown to be the case. Even back then, it was very clear that majority of instances of unarmed black people being killed by police were actually entirely justified. Because despite the fact that they did not have a gun, they were trying to attack a police officer and stuff like that. And police body cam footage has completely debunked the Black Lives Matter narrative because, all you know, not only do you see people, you know, these people attacking police officers, but man, do they give, we now see what the police officer sees. And yeah, There are so many iconic headshots and screen caps from these videos. It's insane. And when he talks about the due process is afforded by the criminal justice system, let's bring something else up, something very relevant to someone who lives in Maryland. Good luck, getting a jury trial in Baltimore to convict. Like, that is, like, way lower odds. Black jury nullification is a huge issue in the United States criminal justice system, where they will nullify a crime, didn't do it, despite overwhelming evidence. The most famous example of this is O.J. Simpson. People love to throw the prosecutors under the bus, but no, in fact, that was just jury nullification. Same thing with Derek Chauvin. Again, no evidence that he was the one, he's the reason why the guy died, why George Floyd died, but they just jury nullified in the convicting direction instead of the opposite direction. There's also been instances of illegal aliens that have had jury nullifications. Liberals just refuse to convict illegal aliens of crimes because these crimes were politicized. So this has happened. This is a huge issue in the criminal justice system, is the fact that, you know, the jury process is very often manipulated. And there's another instance, it was on Tucker Carlson's program, where this guy was a tech entrepreneur convicted in the Southern District of New York, largely because of jury nullification. An activist jury pool. So there are certain places where you cannot get a just trial because of certain demographics will not see objective reality. They will not judge fairly in a trial on guilt or not guilt. So this is a huge problem in the criminal justice system. And J.D. Greer, he had so much to say about George Floyd dying, how this should all enrage us, even though there was no evidence, even at that time, even thereafter, that George Floyd being black, that Derek Chauvin had any sort of animosity towards George Floyd based on his race. I would say, based on the whole picture, the guy got special treatment because he was black, and that is what's driving many people nuts in this country. It is a international embarrassment, the fact that America has a black worship problem. We are idolizing and practicing idolatry towards black people, and that is leading to lawlessness because we're not willing to raise standards because disparate results equals racism, and that is the reality of where we live. So if there are disparate results equals racism is the entire premise of, critical race theory in many cases. So therefore, we can't have standards. And that's unacceptable. And ultimately, people are being sacrificed because we do not want to have standards in a society. Human sacrificed. So that's all I got to say about that for now. Other than the fact that, let me just highlight, J.D. Greer is the worst example of this in the church. Just want to spell that out in case it wasn't clear why I'm picking on J.D. Greer. He is the worst example of this in the church. The way that he just lied, the way that he had smooth words, the smooth words that the Bible warns you about. He's the worst example of this in the church. And just a despicable human being otherwise. And even outside this specific woke issue, he's a despicable human being. Have a blessed day. Stay based. Christ is King. And we will catch you on the next one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply, in-app only.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.